In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of the Apostles, St. Joseph, St. Bartholomew, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Today we celebrate St. Bartholomew, who in the Gospel is the Nathanael mentioned, who Philip brought to Jesus. This Gospel passage is one of those passages where you sometimes scratch your head, or you think, what is the significance, or how do we get from point A to point B? In that, here is Nathanael who says, you know, when he hears about Jesus, says, can anything good come from Nazareth? And then as he's approaching Jesus, our Lord says to him, you know, here is a true Israelite, a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him. And Nathanael says to him, how do you know me? And he says, before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. And it seems that our Lord is revealing some secret or hidden knowledge that only Nathanael and our Lord would, only Nathanael knew, and our Lord revealed it to him. What would that have been? Was it what he was doing under the fig tree? Was it something that he was doing that he was either ashamed of or that only no one else would have known about except our Lord? That could be. But there's a Monsignor Eugene McCarthy who has a rather interesting exegesis of this passage in that, you know, Bartholomew, which is the other name for Nathanael, means Bartolomeo, Bartolomei. Bartolomei means son of Ptolemy, who was a descendant of David. But Ptolemy also is the name given to little irrigation ditches that you dig underneath fig trees and in the garden. You know, when you plant something, you sometimes make a little ditch to water the plants. And that our Lord is maybe making a little play on words. Maybe Bartholomew was a name that Nathanael had that was only known to him and people in his family, because of course people in the time of the Lord had other names. Maybe it was a nickname that only he and close associates and his family knew. And our Lord is saying by this description, I saw you under the fig tree, like this little irrigation ditch, that he was revealing to him that, you know, I know your other name, Nathanael, Bartholomew. And also our Lord is being kind of, he's using a little bit of humor there, because Nathanael kind of says, can anything good come from Nazareth? Because Nazareth is kind of thought as a no-name, nobody village. And our Lord, when he sees him coming, here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him. And Monsignor McCarthy says, that's rather ironic, because there's a lot of duplicity in Israel. Israel's name is Jacob. And as you know, Jacob got he stole the birthright from his brother Esau by pretending to be Esau, by having his mother help him put, you know, skins, animal skins on his arms, so his arms would appear hairy, so that like Esau, who had very hairy arms. So our Lord is kind of saying, in a different way, here's someone who's a sly person. There's a lot of duplicity in the children of Israel, and especially in Israel, Jacob himself, who did duplicitous things kind of throughout his history. And so Nathanael's maybe saying, maybe he's pointing out also a fault of his. You know, how does he know me? You know? So our Lord, by revealing maybe this secret knowledge that only Bartholomew knew, Nathanael knew, he says, well, if you know these things, you must know a lot more. And it seems that, you know, he sees in this passage that he comes to make a conclusion that our Lord is truly, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. Now, whether there's more significance to this passage that It seems that it's a very mysterious gospel passage that he drew from that, you know, that he was given that faith to believe in our Lord's messiahship, that he was, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. And our Lord, of course, says, you'll see greater things than this, than what I've just revealed to you. Saint Bartholomew was to later go on after, you know, the apostles were sent out on mission. He was sent to India, which India at that time was a larger geographical area than the present-day country of India. It is said that he was martyred in Armenia. Some say he was beheaded. Others say that he was skinned alive, and that is why in Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel painting, you'll see one of the figures has got, looks like skin hanging from one of his arms. He's holding like his body, you might say, just the flesh, as he's kind of dragging it with him up to heaven. And that is St. Bartholomew dragging his skinned flesh off of his body to heaven with him. That's how Michelangelo portrayed St. Bartholomew. He is the patron saint of plasterers. I'm not sure how he got that particular title, maybe because of being Ptolemy, being little rivers under the trees where it's always muddy. I don't know how the church gets that designation for him to be the patron saint of plasterers. But St. John Chrysostom, in his writing for St. Bartholomew that the church chooses to read or to have for his feast, mentions, you know, here are these uneducated men who are really, you know, if you were going to choose a human enterprise to start a great venture, you would go looking for the most educated, best talented, and instead our Lord chose simple, uneducated fishermen who were considered really, you know, even among the Jews, you know, people from Galilee were considered backwards and, you know, not very sophisticated. And that our Lord takes these men and they go out with fire to spread the faith throughout the world. And he said, St. John Chrysostom mentions, you know, this obviously has to give evidence of the resurrection. These are men who were cowardly, hiding in fear before our Lord's after our Lord's crucifixion, if it wasn't for the fact that he experienced our Lord risen from the dead in his body, that why would someone think, well, they were afraid when he was dead, you know, they were afraid long, you know, they couldn't do anything and they wouldn't be convincing. Why would they all of a sudden think that now that he's dead, well, we're going to go out and convince everybody of the greatness of this man and his teaching, that we're going to, you know, storm the whole world with this message? You know, obviously that would be ridiculous, would be, you know, stupid to think, unless these men had witnessed the fact that our Lord had truly risen from the dead and that he had truly conquered death. You know, as he said, if he couldn't protect him when he was dead, or before when he was alive, why would they think that, you know, he who was crucified is going to protect them after he's dead, unless they saw the fact that our Lord had risen from the dead, had shown that he was, you know, had power over the grave, that these men would therefore not be afraid of being flayed alive or beheaded or all the other things that the apostles endured for the sake of the gospel, if they had not witnessed truly the fact of the physical bodily resurrection of our Lord. And that so convinced them and so filled them with fire that they went out to spread the message of the gospel, and that we today are even beneficiaries of their work. For they are the 12 foundation stones. They are the 12 gates of that heavenly Jerusalem where the message of truth has gone out, and those gates by which souls have been brought in to the heavenly Jerusalem, to their preaching and teaching and their apostolic witness and succession which they have left to his church. Let us pray today through the intercession of St. Bartholomew that we too will have the courage and the conviction to spread the faith, that we have been so convinced of our Lord's words and his power that we will not be afraid to witness to our culture today, which, as it said in the opening song, that by their apostolic courage they overcame the heathen knight. You know, we live in an age in which sometimes the heathen elements are becoming more pronounced, and that we need to once again re-evangelize our culture. Saint Bartholomew, may he intercede for us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.